So, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. A big, big game tomorrow against Southport. And a lot of optimism following last weekend's superb performance against Geisler. How's training been this week?
I'll go bigger than big, big game. Then I think it's a massive game, you know, and I'll be honest with you. After the result last week, being in the stands after the game and you know, having a drink with everybody, there was a really good atmosphere about. And what it gave us last week was real belief that, you know, when we were dead and buried after 65 minutes, 3-1 down, the team wasn't dead and buried. And that belief to come back and, you know, from 3-1 to draw 3-all, it's just given us real belief and give us a life again. To think that we can go on and do what, you know, do the unthinkable. So tomorrow's a huge game. As for training this week, training's been great. You know, lads have come in. You can feel that optimism. You can feel that belief. You can feel that, you know, everything we've talked about. We're desperate to go to Southport tomorrow and, you know, put our A game onto them and, you know, and hopefully come away with the points. And that's what we're all striving to do tomorrow.
Any injury concerns going into tomorrow's match?
Thank you for joining us,
Renault. Much appreciated.
Yeah, exactly. No, there isn't. And it's so nice to be able to say that. 21, 22 lads have trained all week. We haven't brought anyone else in. It's been a case of, you know, everybody getting ready for the game, and we'll pick the 16 that are available. You know, good news is that we've got Bob Harris back available for selection for tomorrow. And that might give us a slight selection headache, because obviously the quality of Bob, but it's nice to have a full week's training and everybody be off the treatment table and everyone ready to go for Saturday, and that's been our focus.
Now, not to give too much of the game plan away, but you've been toying with the idea of a flat back three, then you went to a four at the back last week midway through the game. So do you have any idea now about what the best formation is?
Yeah, I do. To be honest, Ben. I mean, we've watched. I went to watch Southport against Stockport on Tuesday night, and you know I've learned a lot from the game. And I like, you know, we work on two formations: our 4-2-3-1 and our 3-5-2. And I do believe we can get success with the 3-5-2. Looking at Southport's weaknesses, if you will, and I think that, you know, playing to a system that will give us the opportunity to exploit their weaknesses and, you know, identify our strengths will be key. You know, the likelihood is that we'll keep to how we started last week and keep to work on it. But like you said in the game last week, if things aren't going for us, we can quickly flip into our second formation and be more, you know, and get the opportunities. But I thought last week against Geisler, even with the formation, I thought the goals could have been defended better. I don't think there was too much wrong with the formation. But when you're chasing the game, we needed to put more attacking players on. Tomorrow, going to Southport, who are, you know, very high in confidence. And we'll probably go there with a similar game plan to as we had last week and try and nullify their threats. And as the game opens up, if it allows us to, maybe tweak the formation in the second half. But no, we've worked on our 3-5-2 all week, and you know we're very confident in that formation for tomorrow.
And finally, then, Neil, last season Southport away, I think, was one of the highlights of our time in the National League North. Actually, a great atmosphere. What's your message for the away support tomorrow? Because it is going to be bouncing that main stand, I feel.
I can't pay any more superlatives to the FC fans. I mean, you know, when we, you know, I think what was it, 1,700 on 2,000 last week, and. And also, when we pulled it back to 3-all, and there was only one team going to win it was going to be us. The noise was incredible, and I think that gave us a belief. And talking to people afterwards, and they were all saying to be down at Southport next week. It's just very much of the same, you know. Can we silence the Southport fans? Can we go there with no pressure? Just go down there, execute what we've got to do, come away with the points, and give this season real belief that we can do what we've got to do. Because, you know, I said to the lads last night, don't give up on this. Do not give up on this, because I've got real hope and real optimism that this season could be the biggest escape victory ever. You know, looking at our fixture that we've got coming up, looking at the way we're playing, looking at the togetherness, if we can get the fans right behind us and sing the way they have done in every single game, but even louder tomorrow, then, you know, then we're going to do our utmost to bring on them 3 points. And that's what everyone's striving to do. And the lads in training last night, that's what everyone's desperate to buy into. So, you know, come 4:45 tomorrow night, Ben. Hopefully, we've got smiles on faces and we keep this season alive.